Knowing what to do, he gets to his feet. "I owe it to you," are the words he repeats. He knows one day he'll pay back his debt, and that it would all be okay once he proves his regret. The broken heart of an innocent child, her family falls apart, and that's putting it mild. She may never forgive, nor ever forget, the pain I would leave, and forever regret.
This is a small segment of the poem written by convicted dross rapist Nicholas Nienau, which he recited to the Pretoria High Court on Wednesday as he recalled the rape of a 7-year-old girl. Nienau said that he had been on a drug and alcohol binge for 3 days prior to the rape, and that he recalled very little of the event. He also adamantly stated that typically he would not cause harm to anyone, and that he did not find himself to be a danger to society.
"But it was never my intent to go out and intentionally go look for a victim, if you want to put it that way. It happened in the spur of the moment. It was after taking drugs and drinking excessive amounts of alcohol that I went into complete madness. That was it. It was never a thing that I went out and planned to do. Like I said, I've been using this drug since 13. This was just the ultimate. This was life showing me just how much drugs can ruin a person and to ruin somebody that's completely innocent. Look, I remember sitting using drugs. That's it. I remember being in the toilet there. When I look back at the evidence and the photos with my beer glass being there, I remember in my state that I was in. The reason why I say this is because a normal person wouldn't take their beer glass and their drugs with them to the bathroom if they plan on doing such a thing to a person. And the state of mind that I was in, I wasn't willing to argue anything because, like I said, there's certain things I don't remember and I don't want to be put in a position where I have to guess. In my memory, I did not follow that girl. I do not remember even looking at that girl. It wasn't like that. I would never do this to anyone again. I would never even consider it. I would have never done such a thing if I was sober-minded. If there's one thing that my grandfather ever taught me in life, is that when a man commits something, he stands for it. You stand for it, and you face the punishment like a man. You take it like a man. And at the end of the day, I'm worthy of punishment, and I want to do my time, and I want to pay my debts. And when I get out, I want to be a free man one day. And I want to be a somebody to society. I want to be a somebody, not just a nobody. I want the world to know how I feel towards everything as well. Because I've heard a lot about how the world feels, and I know how the world feels.
About
this case, about what happened, about everything. So I want to show them exactly how I feel about it as well. And how I know, how I feel about what I had done. I have this saying, people don't need to hate me. I do enough of that for all of us. Honestly, I do enough of that for all of us.
This is an ongoing story with the Pretoria High Court due to pass sentencing on the case tomorrow. For Multimedia Live, I have been Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.